Today on The Queso is Marcela Arrieta, owner of Majestic Bliss Handcrafted Soaps. You can find Marcela on social media and find her products and more information about her company at marcelaarrieta.com. The Queso Podcast is a platform to share our experiences, our victories, and to inspire each other to do better. Thank you for joining me. Sit back, chill, relax, and listen to my talk with Marcela, an inspiring Latina who took action and started her company from the corner of her garage to a huge success today. Listen in as we talk about how talking to your soaps can be healthy and many, many more tips on how to make your business successful and let your dreams take off. Tell me about your business. I know it's kind of a twofold business. You have two businesses, correct?
Yes. I mean, full-time businesses, yes, but the business that where you don't get paid is at home, you know, being a mom and a wife, una ama de casa. Oh my gosh.
So son tres. En realidad son tres.
Tres y más, probably. No, but you know what? I'm grateful for everything regardless. But yeah, so the business that we have, and what I mean by we is it's family-owned and operated. It's just my husband, our two kids, and myself. But I started 6 years ago in a small corner of our garage. I was at home homeschooling my kids, and in my free time I started, you know, getting a little bit bored. I've always been used to doing something, and all of a sudden, through, you know, meditation, I started getting the ideas of making soap. Now, Amelia, keep this in mind. I do not like cooking. I do not like baking. That doesn't mean que no lo hago, but it's just that I don't like it, right? It's not my thing. Right. I'm like, ¿cómo voy a hacer jabón if I don't even know how to cook? I'll burn the soap. Yeah, así empecé 6 years ago from a little corner. That was the main one. Majestic Bliss Soaps, a line of vegan and palm oil-free, good-for-you soap. I didn't want to just create another soap and kind of get lost in the shelves and things like that. I wanted it to be very colorful, very intentional, and that they could also help serve a purpose for humanity.
Right. And so is there a reason why you were looking at it that way? Was there something in your personal life that you wanted to make sure you took care of, you know, as far as like using natural products?
Well, it all really comes back to the way that I was brought up. I was born in Mexico, in a very small town in Los Altos de Jalisco, un pueblito llamado San Francisco de Asís.
Yes.
And I remember growing up in this small little town, not even a city. My grandmother and my mom would always cook whatever was available from farm to table.
Mm-hmm.
If my stomach hurt, inmediatamente la hierbabuena or something from outside.
Estafiate.
Yeah, yes. Something like that. Or I kid you not, we would be on the brink of running out of shampoo, and my mom agarraba aloe vera from outside.
Yeah.
And she would blend it and then add that to the remainder of the shampoo.
Oh, wow. Yeah, yeah. So that really comes from your roots. Like you, it all came back to you as you were producing, mm-hmm. creating this.
Yeah, and by that time, I was already practicing alternative and holistic ways to heal not just the body, but also the mind and the spirit. It's a modality called pranic healing. It's an energy-based modality. So I figured, well, you know, we have the natural down. Why not add this whole holistic and alternative component to it?
Right. And when you started creating the soaps, were any of those based on those simple ingredients like the aloe vera, hierbabuena, things like that?
Yes, but unfortunately, because at least where we sell them in part of the West Coast, the bigger stores there, the retailers,
mm-hmm.
We have to be very careful with how we state it because of the FDA.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I know, right? Something so simple, but yet there's mucha traba. So, you know, unfortunately, mm-hmm. and fortunately, we have to follow the rules. So, yes, a lot of those natural ingredients go in, but mainly in the form of essential oils and the oils and the butters we add into the soap.
Right. Well, that also keeps you creative, right? Because you have to keep researching to see what alternatives are out there, and I'm sure that gives you a little bit of more creativity as you're creating these scents.
I mean, I think now looking back, how did I create all of these scents? Because over 90% of the aromas in all of my lines, the new one also that just launched not long ago, they were, you know, when you have that intuition that you just know and you don't know where it's coming from. That's exactly what happened, and I look back and I go, Dios mío, ¿de dónde saqué estos aromas? Where did I blend them from?
So, are you like in your lab now? Because you've moved obviously from your garage. I see that you've moved. You have an actual lab where you put these together. Do you just go in your lab some days and just say, I'm going to see what I can come up with, like something new?
I would say every day I go into my lab. I tengo una charola with little essential oils, the blends, just little ones, and it's a lot. My husband says, "Mija, you know, we need to kind of clean this." I'm like, "Don't you dare touch my essential oils, okay?" So I'm tempted on a daily basis to mix not just aromas but colors, textures, and when that does happen, I write everything down.
Because it's a, like your formula, and you don't want to lose it and have to think of it again. And I did see a video where your husband is helping with like pouring and kind of putting in like a design. Do you, so both of you work together on all those steps.
Yes, we do. As a matter of fact, he left his day job 4 years ago, to the date actually, in July, 4 years ago. And it was interesting because a couple that works together 24/7, you know, at work obviously, and then you come home and it's you're seeing the same person again. It was very challenging, very challenging.
So he left his full-time day job to run this business.
Yes. So his background is in managing, in project management and finances. So that's actually a key component of any business.
And so that must have been kind of scary too, right? To leave a stable job, career, and launch your company. What kind of steps did you have to take to feel a little bit more secure? I'm sure people who might be listening to this will say, you know, I've been wanting to do something like that. I've just been afraid to do it. What do you recommend as far as taking those pre-steps?
Well, from my personal experience, when I launched the company, I didn't do any of what I'm about to suggest, and that's exactly why I'll suggest it.
What
You're going to
not to
avoid a
do?
lot of headache.
What not to do? Okay.
Yes. It's not really what not to do, but it's you have to take those things in consideration porque in the long run, they will cause you a lot of headaches. They did for me. Okay.
Okay.
So the first thing is just create some form of, oh my God, ¿cómo se llama? Business plan. There we go.
Okay.
Some form of business plan. If you don't have experience, don't worry. There's a lot of free applications online, or even if you doodle it on a Microsoft Word, something to get the juices flowing, right?
Okay.
So the idea with the business plan, it's not set in stone. It's exactly what it says. It's a plan. So you're always going to deviate from it because as you get to each goal, things can shift and that's okay, but at least you're hitting milestones.
Okay.
The in conjunction, your business license, your DBA, whatever you want to file under, because everything that you sell and that you get income from is taxable.
I see. So even the smallest thing that you wouldn't think, like even trades and things like that.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not a tax expert, so please, anybody and everybody who's listening, check with your tax person because I do know that, you know, if you're just selling $2 every year, I mean, like, okay, well, $2, I'm not going to go through building a business plan por $2 al año,
Right.
¿verdad? But if you see this going into a full-time or even a part-time business, it doesn't matter how you're selling. Having your finance stuff on check is very important. The DBAs, and then what kind of of accounting software are you going to use? Are you going to use Excel? I mean, there's so many things, but here's the key to it, because this sounds so overwhelming, and it did to me. That's why I didn't do any of it. I swear I didn't do any of it. That's why I ended up with a lot of problems down the road.
Okay.
Is the Small Business Administration or Latino Chamber of Commerce near your city or your area. They offer so much help for free.
Oh, okay. So just being a small business and being Latino owned would give you some perks with the Small Business Administration.
Yes, you reach out to them and you say, you know what, I don't know how to do my business plan. I don't know where to start. What do I do? What I don't do? And more than not, they will say, okay, I'll put you in touch with someone who could help you, and you go from there.
Wow. So I bet this step two that you just described made you lose a lot of sleep, right? That you didn't do these things.
Oh, yeah, it did. But initially it didn't, because I was like, oh, you know, I'm selling $500 a month. I mean, that was huge for me, right? Yay, $500 a month. Pero lo que no tomé en consideración is, okay, out of those 500, how much was material? How much was my time? How much was packaging? So at the end of it, profit-wise, me quedaba como like $50.
Oh, I see. Because you were more excited about seeing that the sales, but you weren't making the calculations, like doing the calculations.
Yeah, oops.
But you were having so much fun doing it that I'm sure, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but then when you start seeing that financial aspect, that, okay, how much raw material goes in, what's my cost, then you're able to see the big picture and readjust from there. That's where the business plan comes in. You're readjusting your goals.
Okay, as you go. And that's okay. You shouldn't feel trapped or boxed in by what you initially wrote down.
No, it's your roadmap. You are writing the business plan based on what your expectations are, your visions and your dreams. Mm-hmm. So nobody's telling us nothing. It's just us saying, or Marcela telling me 3 months from now, okay, this was my goal, but it's shifting, and that's okay.
So is there anything else on that list that you should have done that you now look back?
Those are the two main things. Okay. Everything else will flow from there. I think for me personally, so this is just an excuse I use. So I'm a Capricorn. That's my excuse. So by nature, they say I'm a workaholic by nature, or, you know, I just don't give up. And a lot of us are like that. Mm-hmm. So for me, it was very important to learn that it's okay not to work 20 hours a day.
Let go of the guilt. Right.
Yeah, that it's okay not to work 20 hours a day, because initially you see your dream materializing in front of you, and you just want to keep going. And you hear all of these stories of people who are so successful, and they say, no, they worked, you know, 20 hours a day, and they slept in the office to make their dream come true. True, mm-hmm. Pero al costo de tu mental health, physical health, and more importantly, at the cost of your family.
Exactly, yeah. And that's why you started it initially, because you were home with your family,
mm-hmm.
And then you wanted to do something from home.
Yeah, and then but to it risk did get it. To a point where I would arrive at the office like around 8 and wouldn't come home until 10 p.m.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a long, long day.
Yeah, and for me, at that time, for me, that was excusable by saying, oh, I need to make my dream come true, and I must sacrifice myself. And then my health started going down the drain.
Was that before your husband left his day job to help out with the business?
Yes, it was very close to it.
Uh-huh. So I'm sure that was a huge help, a big transformation in how the business is run now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But, you know, looking back to what I mentioned, is I didn't need to spend all of those hours there, because cuando estás cansada mentally, physically, you don't operate the same.
That's true. You're only going to be operating like 20% anyway, so.
Mm-hmm. And then the following day, coming into the office fresh, I would find a lot of the mistakes and have to do them all over again, so there was no point.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So, I mean, one of the big steps I think for your company that I see is that you started to distribute in bigger markets.
Mm-hmm. It was immediate.
And how did that happen? How do you even do that?
Well, I launched this company in February, like I mentioned, from the garage. And I remember just having this gut feeling that my products needed to be in that big box retailer. It mimicked, yeah, Google, you know, how do I get into the store, blah, blah, blah. Everything that I saw on there was very demoralizing and challenging.
Oh, wow. Why do you say it was demoralizing?
Because a lot of the comments that I would see on there on the chats and stuff were like, oh, you know, it's very hard to get into the store. You have to have this, you have to have that. And I didn't have any of the licensing. I didn't have a warehouse yet. Mm. So I was like, oh, man, there's no way I could ever make it if that's the case, right?
So, but actually they gave you a list of what you needed to do. So you turned around and got those things, right?
Yeah, well, even not having the things that I read online that you needed, I still went forward. I go, no tengo nada que perder at this point, right? Obviously. So what I did is I bought this beautiful basket at Michael's, and it said harvest. I think that's what it, harvesting or harvest dream, something like that. Mm-hmm. And lo llené de producto, and I walked into the store, and the person who was there was like, ¿y esta loca qué onda, right? They said, you know, this is not how we do it. He was very nice. He was the buyer for the soaps. Mm-hmm. This is not how we do it, but yeah, okay, I'll share your products with our team members, and call me in a month. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Ching-ching. That's not a no.
Yeah. So I called in a month, and, you know, he said, you know, they enjoyed them a lot. This is normally not how we do things, but we liked your product. We liked your mission. So we're going to put you in touch with the regional buyer, y listo.
Wow. So which store was that?
That was Whole Foods.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So you really, you know, got really brave and walked in and did it a non-traditional way, where most people would not have the guts to do that.
Yeah. And I think we have to use fear to our advantage. We have to use fear as la gasolina to propel us forward, not the other way around.
That's a really good way to look at it. Now, I think aside from being Capricorn, you're Latina and you're unstoppable. So that's why you've been able to do all these things. Where do you see your company going now? Like, what are the next steps for your company?
Well, 2 months ago, I launched a new line of products. It's a line that is more focused on our well-being, our physical, mental, emotional, but also our spiritual well-being. They encompass more of how to clean our energy, how to prolong or to set in a state of relaxation in our environment. And with that came a brand new line of soaps too. So it's growing. I see my company just growing, adding new products into the mix, and growing not just locally but nationally and ultimately international.
So aside from the soaps, you sell other products that help in this, you know, mind body healing?
Of course, yes.
What is it, like essential oils?
Well, it is based on essential oils. They are sprays. One line is a set. They could be purchased separately, but it's 7 sprays that focus on our 7 main chakras. So let's say someone needs to feel like they need to speak up more. So that's the throat area, the throat chakra, the energy sensor. So I've created a essential oil based spray that actually has a crystal inside the spray. So that crystal, I personally energize it and program it so that it amplifies the benefits of the essential oil. So it's a very powerful spray. It's called Crystal Prana.
So tell me, how do you energize and program the crystal?
Well, in pranic healing, we learn that everything is energy and that energy is everything. And every single living thing, including crystals, because crystals are energy, they're living things. Mm. We use a certain technique in pranic healing that we energize or we program that crystal, and we're able to, what would be the word? Not to steal it in, but to just
conserve it,
conserve it for a certain period of time.
I see. So for those of us that are new to this type of healing, and I include myself, can you explain a little bit more about the pranic healing process and what chakras are?
Sure. So pranic healing is an energy-based modality that was created about 30 years ago by Master Chuak Wuk Sui. His focus was how to make healing simple for the everyday person to do, because a lot of people, the misconception is, well, I don't have a sixth sense, so I can't do this, or whatever the case is, right? Mm-hmm. So based on his travel and his study and his studies and his experimentations, we all have the ability to facilitate healing with our hands. So he created many books. He wrote many books on this, steps or protocols. Unditorio. If someone comes in and says, my head hurts, you open the book under headache and it tells you step by step what to do. Now, the key in pranic healing is that we always clean the energy first before we put any energy in, because if we just put energy into something that's possibly dirty, imagínate lo que va a pasar.
So is it more like spirituality, would you say, than energy, or is it this one and the same?
It's one and the same. Pranic healing has three branches, we could say. One is the healing branch, the other one is the spiritual branch, and the third is the economical, the financial branch. So for people who are religious, it doesn't matter what religion, it just helps them be better, let's just say Christians, right? Mm-hmm. If someone is nothing but they're only spiritual, well, good for you. This is not religion-based or spiritual-based. It's just universal laws. That's all.
It almost
using energy.
Yeah, it sounds almost like a combination of what a lot of us might have grown up with mm-hmm. Las Limpias and creating energy with, or removing energy when you do like te curan de ojo, or, you know, it sounds like a combination or kind of along those lines.
Well, when I first started pranic healing, I understood what my mom was doing with the huevo. I'll be honest.
It made you understand it finally, huh?
Yeah, it made me understand what the mechanism behind what was happening, because una cosa es que te digan and la otra cosa is that you're actually understanding what you're doing. For me, I've always had this intriguing mind that I want to know how things operate and why they're working. I don't like just to take things in blindly. Mm-hmm. Si alguien me dice jump, well, okay, I want to know why I'm jumping. What's the benefit of jumping? Why, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think that's very important for humanity right now, especially with what we're living through right now because of the pandemic, political, everything. If we take everything that we see blindly, then we're not making a decision for ourselves. We're just going with whatever people are saying. So, and what I mean by that is we have to observe what's happening, and we have to do our own research and then form our conclusion.
So because of the political and social and medical climate right now, have you seen an uptick in sales on these products?
I have. We have for two reasons. One, people can't go out and shop as they used to, right? Mm-hmm. And second, people definitely need something to help them relax. And I've been getting so much feedback, and I'm so grateful for it, that people are finding their way to relaxation through my products.
And what is the best way, like if someone just wanted to go to one website to see your products?
Oh, MarcelaArrieta.com. I mean, that's the easiest way. And then you go to the store section and boom, you're there.
Or they can go in person on the West Coast to Whole Foods.
They will only be able to find the soaps there, not the other products. The sprays are only found on my website.
I see. So, and how many stores are your products in right now?
Oh, my. A little bit over 70.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so we're in Southern California, Arizona, and Nevada.
Great. So are you also aiming at other big box stores or retailers?
You know, I don't think so for the time being. I think we are grateful, first and foremost, but I think when we're in a big box retailer, it's really difficult for us to connect with our customer. Mm-hmm. And I think that we'll just continue our online sales and create that personal connection through social media.
So as far as producing and all this product, do you have more staff that's actually making the soaps with you?
Oh, no. You would think, but no. So, as I mentioned earlier, my husband's inexperiencia in production and management and all that stuff. Okay, a mí no me interesa la mera verdad. I'm more the, like, the creative person, and he's like the super technical detailed guy, right?
You're the artist.
So, yes. So, and he's a Sagittarius. Yeah. So he designed, based on his experience with his employers, he designed the layout of the production in a way that we run very efficient, very lean, and fast. So we really, we want to hire this year for sure, but it's not life or death. We've operated like this for 6 years, just me and him.
Yeah, and it is a process, right? I was seeing how you have to let it cure for a few days. I mean, it's not just like, let's make the soap today and this soap goes out today.
Oh, no.
Right.
We're very picky about that. Quality is super important. You know, I think to the eye of the creator, tú le ves cualquier fallita que tenga, and everybody's like, no, it's fine, it looks great. And I'm like, no, there's something else to do what I wanted to do.
I think that's what makes your soaps beautiful. And by the way, I'm putting my order in later today because I was looking at your website with my daughter, and of course, we have a ton of pins on our Pinterest of how to make soaps, but we're never going to do it. So I know we're just never going to do it. But when we saw your soaps, we really liked the designs, that they're so unique from each other. Mm-hmm. And they're just so aesthetically pleasing, too.
Yeah, and to add the cherry on top, you could talk to the soap when you're in the shower. Yes, I know that sounds crazy, but because it has so much of that energy that I mentioned, they have this certain level of consciousness or intelligence, if you may. So if maybe you're feeling more stressed out, or maybe there's fear or anger, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. Just have that either verbal or that telepathic conversation with yourself and say, hey, buddy, you know, I need a little bit of help. You know, my back is killing me. Obviously, you're not going to reach the soap to your back. We can't do that. But the point is that the aroma and the energy emanating from my products will help support your energy, too.
That is really interesting. It's exciting. And, you know, the olfactory senses are really powerful. I mean, they can be powerful in a negative way, right? And obviously, you're programming these to be powerful in a positive way, to kind of imprint those positive memories and moments in your life that bring you that peace and relaxation.
Yeah, you know what? It's my teacher would always say, whatever you create with your hands is a direct expression of your heart, and it makes so much sense. It's como that movie, Como Agua para Chocolate.
Oh, right? One of my favorites.
Yeah, same here. So depending on her mood, because it really came from the heart, you know, how is your heart feeling? If you're feeling negative, then obviously if you're feeling positive, well, you're feeling positive, but what length is your arms, donde se conectan, it's at the level of your heart, your chest, and then it kind of flows from there, right?
I mean, I remember the petals and then the tears in the cake and how everyone became melancholy and remembered their lost love. It's such a moving, beautiful movie. It's so sensual, you know, and Tita being a beautiful young woman, but at the same time, very simple, like a simple young woman. But it was her passion and her emotions that if there was a droplet of her in anything, it would just transmit her energy and her wounds, you know, so to speak.
Exactly. So that's kind of how I see myself in modern day, como agua para chocolate, but this would be agua para soap or something. I don't know what I would name it. But yeah, it's whatever we transmit into our product, and on top of that, you know, we add that additional intention to it and help just encapsulate it there so that you and everybody at home can enjoy it.
Yes. Now, I gotta say, I'm gonna make time this weekend to watch that movie again, because
I was thinking the same thing. I was like, oh my gosh, it's been about 2 years, so I have to rewatch it.
And I have the novel, and it comes with recipes. It comes with her recipes.
Oh, Oh my God, that is amazing.
And it's I think there's a similar one, Chocolate. I don't know if you've seen that movie with Johnny Depp.
I have not. How is it?
And now it reminds me of Agua para Chocolate, but it's a little bit different. It's about a candy maker, confectioner in France, and her daughter move around Europe a lot, single mother. But she makes these things with chocolate that do the same thing.
Wow.
And it's just so amazing. But it really talks about social issues and how they were discriminated against what they would call gypsies. And it's just how food and sounds and, I mean, I'm sorry, how scents and flavors would bring people together.
Yep.
They try to make chocolate a sin.
Oh, well, then I'm sinning all the time. I'll tell you that much.
Because
that's my favorite food group, chocolate, and chocolate.
Yes. So maybe we'll see a chocolate-scented soap in the future.
I do have one. Laughing Buddha's Dessert. It's chocolate and raspberry.
Okay, just warning, don't give it to your toddler to bathe with.
You know what? We've had kids, mainly kids, bite into that soap.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it looks like an actual chocolate and raspberry cake. That's Yum. How it looks like. And we add actual cacao powder into that soap.
Nice. Yeah, so I could see that in a really nice arrangement as a gift for birthdays, Mother's Day, Christmas. Uh-huh. Just
even
so beautiful.
Valentine's because of the chocolate raspberry.
Oh, especially, yes, in Valentine's Day. So that is great.
That soap was actually named after our youngest son. So back then, he was maybe 10 or 11 years old, and he loves chocolate just like me, of course. And I would call him my little Buddha. You know, he was like, se reía como un little laughing Buddha. And I'm like, oh, laughing Buddha's dessert.
That's really cute. I'm sure you're always thinking and making notes.
Oh, yes.
What's next? So, so any last words for our listeners here who might be inspired to launch something from the heart like you did?
Yes, I would love to. Never give up. Remember that you were put on this planet for a reason. We all have a purpose, and we must manifest our greatness.
And you heard that, everyone. This is a directito de Jalisco.
Yeah, de la boca del caballo, right here.
Del corazón mexicano.
Right, arriba Jalisco, arriba México.
Hay que ser luchonas, hay que ser trabajadoras. We have to be hardworking and innovative in these times. Don't take no for an answer. Find your way to make your way. It's never set in stone. We're always writing the book of how this life should go. And so thank you so much for sharing your amazing story with us. It's very inspiring. It's so inspiring. It's so beautiful. And thank you so much. I hope to talk to you again soon and see where you guys are at in a few months, hopefully once we're all out of this pandemic.
Yes, indeed. Definitely. Well, thank you so very much for having me on. And thank you to everybody who's listening. And I hope that if these words inspired you somehow, and if feel free to reach out anytime, I'm more than happy to help support your journey.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
You too. Now take care.
Cuídate. Bye bye.
Adios.